Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm very aware, I think all girls are, of when a guy touches you, period, let alone like lower back.
Yeah.
Or hips.
Or on the, like, on the knee. Yeah. On, like, your, like, when you're sitting down and then they, like, touch your leg.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. Like, I'll either get really tense, like, or I'll be like,
you, like,
yes, keep your hand on my leg.
You shudder and, like, subtly pull away, or you like, lean
I'll literally get tense. Like, I can feel it. I'm like, oh my God.
You're,
like,
okay, so what about that? What about when you're, like, sitting there and you, like, slowly move your knee so then it touches it, and then you wait to see if he, like, moves it away or if he, like,
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TV's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the unsolicited advice host, Taryn Renee and AstroCoolXO.
Hello. Guys, we've been talking about this. Actually, me and TK recorded a long time ago, and it didn't work out. We were like, oh, well, we'll do it again soon. It's been like a year.
Literally.
Wait, I didn't know that.
The audio, we even went terrible. Into Alicia's
closet.
Did we use this mic?
Probably.
That's why.
And the audio was so bad, I couldn't upload it.
It was the worst.
Which is sad, because she was like, hey,
like, let's do another one. I was like, yeah, no worries. Like, get out, clout. She was like, hey, like, we'll do it another time. I was like, yeah, no worries. Like, here we are, a year later, finally doing it.
You know, we're busy girls.
We're busy girls. We're in my room this time.
Yeah.
Not Alicia's closet.
True.
So that's a step up.
That's, you know,
for us.
Facts.
As a team. Nope, facts. No machine.
No facts, printer.
No printer.
Damn it.
I knew there was no machine.
No machine.
Ashley, does it actually remind you of like a mom?
Were you going to say mom?
Who's like, who's like trying to be cool and like do like her kid terms.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
My face just fell to the floor. I'm very upset right now.
I don't mean that in a bad way. It's cute.
How do you not mean that in a bad
way?
You're
like the cute mom that everyone's like, oh, your
That's
mom's so cute.
That's totally cool if you're like near or close to being a mom. But if you're like nowhere near being a mom, you don't want to be called a mom. Agree with me on this?
No.
TK agrees.
I feel like though we teach you the term, you like catch on to it. Like she'll ride or die, like think about it and like use it in the correct
way. But you know what it is? When she tries to deliver it, her eyes get really wide and she's like,
the world.
So true.
She'll be like, truly white cloth. open up her
it's
eyes.
More like I just want recognition for thinking of it, not saying it correctly.
It's the thought
you know.
That counts. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
I feel that.
TK, I just want to say that I am honored and privileged to be here.
It's a big deal.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored to have you both on the pod. Do you guys want to both say your names so that people can differentiate?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. I don't want to be, you know, connected with.
We had that. Shut up. We had that problem on our podcast where when we finally started posting like videos or pictures, mm-hmm. people were like, what the heck? Like, I thought you guys were opposite. Wait, and really? I've done that on podcasts mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Okay, so me talking right now, I'm Taryn. So what up?
Me talking right now, I'm Ashley.
And me talking now, you right know the difference.
I feel like they know who you are.
Yeah.
They don't know who
and
we are.
And we all have like pretty like, I don't know, I feel like we can differentiate. Voices. Yeah.
So if you don't know, Ash and Taryn are basically like my big sisters.
It's true.
It's so true. It's true. It is very true. Yeah, we've been meaning to do this for a while. Mm-hmm. And do you guys ever vote in my polls?
Oh my God, all the time. you guys, I am not kidding when I say I'm very strategic about when I take my polls. I either wait till like the very end of the day when I'm laying in bed and it has like my full attention.
It's a good time.
Or I'm
we're
like,
from on the toilet.
If you...
Like if I, like
Taryn
if I need
does a
to
lot
sit.
Of her polls on the toilet.
No, sometimes like when I'm at work, like my like day job, it's like I need, because I can't just be sitting there like doing polls. Mm-hmm. So like I'll be like, oh, I'm going to take a bathroom.
That's
break.
A nice break.
No, you yeah. know what? I remember doing that at my 9 to 5. I remember like sneaking away to the bathroom and like sneaking my phone with me so that I could like scroll
just
on Instagram
like a minute.
Or something. Just something. Yeah. Just but yeah. Minute. Or even like a lunch break. I do your polls during lunch breaks.
Oh.
I feel like it's lunch breaks or it's right before bed.
Yeah. I will say I've been with Ash when she's seen you're doing polls because she'll be like, TK's doing polls. And she like sits there and does.
I'm not kidding yeah. because I've made the mistake before and it was my biggest regret when I like clicked the wrong
me too.
One.
Oh,
and I was no. like, no, like I wanted to click
and
that
and you can't
one.
Take it back.
And there's no redos.
So what are your favorite types of polls to vote in?
Anything dude related, anything mm-hmm. food related. Also, you did one, I think that was, oh, it was Coachella's fashion one.
Oh my
never
God, that was
in
epic.
My life have I been so like pumped. One for myself because I was in it.
You made it pretty far.
I got pretty far. But then two, just like, seeing who people voted for, because it felt very like real time, real people.
I agree.
Votes.
I agree.
Like it and wasn't an award show. It felt very real. So I was like, wait, what do the people really think?
Yeah, also, yeah, like Coachella is people go so hard. It literally is the influencer Olympics, but no one like actually keeps score of
right.
anything.
Yeah. Right.
But people like do in their head. They, like, yeah. keep score. They're like, oh, like, that person won today's
yeah.
outfit.
Yeah,
you know
totally,
I mean?
Totally.
So it's, like, it's fun that someone's, like, kind of keeping, in a way, a score.
No, someone should. I'm glad you, like,
yeah.
stepped up to
well,
the
I
plate.
Would love to, like, I don't know, partner with a brand or someone that's, like, really big involved with Coachella. Revolve. And, like, have, like, a big bracket, like, either at their, like, event or, like, something, because I don't want it to be against, like, oh, girl against girl, like,
right,
blah, blah, blah. Right. But it's also, like, I feel like since everyone goes so hard, it's, like, a fun little game for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, you know, if whoever won, it would, like, be a big deal to them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, you know.
And people put so much, like, time and effort and money into buying and, like, finding out their 100%. Outfits and stuff. Like, I would love to be at least recognized. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In some way. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I really worked really hard on this outfit. It means so much that you guys voted for me.
Exactly.
You know,
something like that. Yeah. Plus, I give everyone the chance to... Basically, like, what I did this year is my favorite two outfits from all the 3 days.
Right.
And then I, like, let the people vote... Which one was their favorite, so that, like, your best outfit was in the running.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, not your favorite, but, like,
everyone's favorite. So, this year I'm going to have to add you, Taryn.
Oh, I know, because now we're, like, official.
I know. To the roster.
To the roster. The old roster. Yeah. Now I'm actually going to have to try.
I know. I was going to say, you can't
now that it's a competition.
But some people might like the, like, chill vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, over the top. It just has to be, like, well,
I just come with, like, a light up entire outfit.
Well, I TK Bowls. What do you guys suspect will be, like, the big trend this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wait, hold on. I need to think about
that's okay.
This.
Fringe and, like, more of the, like, almost, like, Western-y Native American styles was, like, super huge, like, when I was first going.
Yeah.
Which was, like, years ago, because I'm old. But, like... It's funny, like, how different it's come. And then, like, the last couple years, it's been more, like, edgy kind of, like, look.
Yeah, the more utility.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think utility is a good...
I feel like that still is very, like, present. Like, I haven't seen anything else coming out necessarily.
I still think... I saw a couple people do it. Some of the more, like, fashion bloggers did the, like, monochromatic, like... Everything, like the fanny pack, the bandana.
Was the same.
It was all, like, the same color. It was, like, a camel color. Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of one guy in particular. And I remember thinking, wow, that looked really dope. Because it was, like, on the verge of... It was, like, Coachella still, like, the whole style. But the look of it looked very, like, Burning Man.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, Coachella fashion, but, like, a step above. Because it was all monochromatic.
Maybe so more neon. Really, I feel like neon is stepping up.
Because neon, like, really hit right after Coachella.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Like, neon.
Yeah. I saw a lot of neon before Coachella, but just, like, sparsely.
Yeah.
And then Coachella hit, and I saw some girls wear, like, a full, like, top.
Yeah.
And now
and then
it's, like, everywhere.
Has, like, hoodies, jeans.
I feel like also last year I saw a lot of girls with, like, pants that were, like, you could see your ass through it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they were, like, pants.
Oh, and they were, like, baggy, too. Like, they weren't tight.
There were a bunch of different ones where I definitely could see the butt.
Yeah.
But that, like, is one thing that has been a Coachella staple is
really?
The booty. Booties are always showing.
Booties out.
Yeah,
which,
like, see-through
pants,
see-through skirts.
That's why I appreciated the see-through pants, because it was better than just, like...
Straight up
ass.
Because,
like,
even, like, James and, like, Tana and all that, they had a lot of the, like, the harnesses, and then they had the full booty out. I'm like, dang, that's competent. And cowboy boots is big.
Though. What's hilarious,
like,
is when...
How uncomfortable, too. Like, booty,
like,
sweat?
You also,
know?
Yeah. Yeah, when you sit.
I was gonna say, like, there were so many people I saw that sat down on the ground and then stood up, and there was, like, imprints all over their cheeks, and I was
and
like,
you
that's
know, like,
not...
a bug, like, burrowed up and, like,
that's
laid eggs
cute.
In their body.
So what do you think will be big this year?
I don't know.
No
I
one
think
said tie-dye.
Be...
I thought tie-dye kind of came back this last year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's going to be, like, everybody's wear. I feel like it's still going to be, like, all over.
All over.
Yeah.
I agree. I do think, though, I could see, like, some of the blogger people taking... The whole, like, I want to feel like an A-list celebrity, so I'm just going to wear, like, jeans and a crop top.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A cute little, like, Revolve, like, bra top with some jeans
yeah.
and, like, a
yeah,
fanny
yeah, yeah.
pack and, like...
Oh, totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the Louis Vuitton fanny pack. Like, something, like, it's more, like, about, like,
chill.
Flexing,
yeah.
but chill.
Totally.
You know what I mean? With, like, everything designer, but, like, I could see some people doing that instead of going hard with, like... color perhaps.
No, I could see that too.
I would rather do that than, like, a bunch of color.
Oh my god, me
just
too.
Like, my style.
I would rather do color.
I know.
TK's okay. Like, ooh.
Our personalities.
I know.
Thank you so much to apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about your podcast?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Tell us.
Well, we'd love to.
Thought you'd never ask.
Let's see. We are, well, I think me and Taryn both feel like we're still like new to the podcast world, mm-hmm. but we, what, launched in March?
Somewhere around there. We just dropped like, I think we're at
38.
Oh, really?
38, almost 37. 40. We're getting close.
Episodes,
yeah, yes. Which is really like kind of a big deal for us. We've been uploading every single Monday, and it's honestly, it's been a delight. It's been so much fun. I think I went into it thinking it was going to be a lot of work.
Yeah,
but it hasn't been. It's been like working with one, my best friend, which is just like, it's so easy. We don't even have to think. We just like show up and talk, and it's just been like, it's just been great. And then the way we have it set up is kind of brilliant, because we just have like nonstop content coming our way.
Yeah.
Because basically we just like have listeners send in scenarios, awkward situations, embarrassing moments, any kind of questions that they would need advice on. Mm-hmm. And then they ask us, and they know they're not getting like professional advice in any way, but like big sister advice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, totally. It's, I mean, me and Ashley have always had, like, a passion for, like, people. I, like, originally was going to school to be a counselor, but, like, life happened and different paths were chosen. So it was something, like, we both were, like, okay, we love, like, just hearing people and, like, what happens in their lives. So we both, like, connected on that, and then it kind of just, like, snowballed from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think once we got the name, like, Unsolicited Advice, then we were, like, we, like, feel like that's, like, a perfect way to like kind of jump off of that. So it's been really cool.
Yeah.
I think we assumed it was just going to be like funny and light the whole time. And it kind of took a turn to like, now we have some episodes that are like actually addressing like super serious
real life.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So that's
kind
cool.
of surprised us. Just because like the way we started it, like our first couple of stories even, they were all very embarrassing, like first date kind of stories. And we were like, oh, this is going to be so funny. This is going to be so great. But it's kind of crazy how we aren't necessarily in charge.
Mm-mm.
Because like we talk about what people send in. So it's like, it can be really funny one week and then just like the deepest, most like intimate kind of conversation the next week. And that's
been
kind of
fun.
No, it's been so fun because we just kind of just, we have to roll with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's what like the listeners want to talk about. So.
Yeah. Is it ever challenging having essentially a business kind of with your best friend? Like, do you ever disagree on things?
Not yet.
We don't.
Nothing major, at least.
I feel like we, like foundationally are very similar. And so there's certain things that like I'll be like, hey, like I'm not too comfortable with that. And she's like, cool, it's out. You know, like or vice versa. Like if she wants to do things. So I feel like there's never been something where we've been like fighting over or anything. Yeah. Like we both are like our humor is the same. Like we both kind of like, I don't know, like at the core of us, like we're very similar. So it's,
it's easy to get along with. I think the thing is like we've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. So like we've learned how to address those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like before even starting the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to be like, hey, are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Why? Uh-huh. Okay. Should we just cut that? Okay. Out. You know, like it's just so much easier to just talk about it first instead of just sit there and be like, oh.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's a lot of, especially podcasters in particular, that have like podcasts with their best friend or like a really good friend or something. And it's inevitable for you to disagree at some points. Mm-hmm. And so I always wonder, like, especially since you are profiting from it and stuff, I'm like, I always wonder, you know, sometimes when things aren't perfect, because like everything puts the perfect out there into the world.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering like how you guys handle certain situations when they come up, when things not, everything isn't, you know, in one line.
I think like we've, well, one of the things is I think because we both are like genuinely invested and passionate about our podcast, like it makes it not feel like work, and it's something that like we put a lot into, and then we also like lean on each other like so equally. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we both bring similar things to the table, but at the same time like completely opposite things.
So what is that? Like what are the strengths each of you?
Like I think like I'm much more like weird and will say like weird stories and like just like say things that like we've talked about this before. Like I'm the type of person that I say something that you're like, I've always thought that, but I would never actually say it out loud. Uh-huh. So, like, I bring, like, that kind of, like, weird surprise factor. Yeah.
Humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to see the humor.
Yeah. I think something I've said in the past was, like, I feel like I'm kind of, like, the foundation. And I feel like I bring a lot of, like, the listeners here. Uh-huh. And I feel like people stay because they genuinely fall in love with Taryn's personality.
I hate
because
when you say that.
Because, no, but I literally mean it because she is... One, freaking hilarious. Like, she's so funny. Facts. She has a lot of wisdom to share. And she shares it in, like, a really loving and, like, kind way.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like, not a lot of people... She has a vlog channel, but, like, that... She hasn't vlogged in like, a long time. So, this is, like, me reintroducing Taryn.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this is my best friend, Taryn. Yeah. Like, you should hear her out. And I'm not kidding. Like, all of the memes we get are about her. All of the edits we get are about her. We have a whole segment... for her and her embarrassing stories. Like, people love her. So I feel like she brings that whole, like, lighthearted humor.
Plus, to it. In a 40-minute to an hour episode, you can, like, really dive into someone's personality and what they're actually like.
Yeah.
Versus on video editing, I feel like I cut out 90% of the video.
Oh my God.
I mean?
Oh my God, absolutely.
And, like, video editing, I'm so on, like, in the sense that I have a crap ton of makeup on. Like, I have, like, I have my personality is, like, my, like, TV personality is on. Like, my outfit is, like, cute and on. Whereas, like, podcasting, like, right now, we're, like, all look not our best.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, not typically, like, how I would be on YouTube. So, it's kind of nice to, like, really dive in. That's why I love, like, Dax's podcast. Ashley introduced me to Dax Shepherd's podcast. And I love how, like... you can actually see what real celebrities are actually
it's just
like. Because it's like, whoa, like, you're a real person.
And yeah.
Like, well, and I think that's one of the things that's cool is because, like, we each bring a story. And so, like, when I read my story, Ashley's never heard it before.
Oh, yeah,
and
vice versa. That. You guys do that.
So, like, when we're responding, like, it's so cool to hear both of our sides of, like, just your immediate, like, response to something versus, like, oh, I've actually sat and thought about this. And I think, like, where Ashley is, like, so essential is because she's a 9 and she, like, understands everyone so well. Like, sometimes, like, we'll talk about something and I'll be coming from one angle and then she'll be like, well, I think they probably were thinking that. And it's, like, something I haven't even thought of, you know?
Yeah, that's another thing. Our podcast kind of... weighs heavily on the
Enneagram. We talk on the Enneagram, like, all the time.
All the time,
Do you want to say your numbers?
Yeah, I'm a 2 wing 3.
Yeah, and what are you, Ash?
I'm a 9 wing 1.
What do you think I am, Taryn?
I would say you're a 3.
Yeah, I am.
She's were you high as a 7, too?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. 7 was my second highest one.
Yeah, same. So I was like a 3. I'm a 3 wing 2, but 7 is like my next. Yes.
That's crazy.
One. Yeah. We're trying to get my brother to take it and he wouldn't, but I think he's a 9.
Yeah. I think he's...
I could see that.
He could be a 9, yeah.
Okay, so let's just dive into the polls because...
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
More
for
than
now.
Usual, and I feel like you'll give really good advice since you guys are the advice queens.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, come to us for all your problems.
Okay, do you feel pressured to be in a relationship?
Wait, you want us to explain. Answer this and yeah. then you tell us? Okay. I definitely would say yes. I am in my, like, early, just broke into my 30s. So, like, I feel like the second, like, you hit that, like, 3-0, like, there's a lot of that pressure that comes. And especially because, like, my younger brother just got married and is now having a baby. So, like, it's a lot of extra pressure, I feel.
From the fam?
From just...
Everyone.
Everyone in general.
Do you think yeah. it's a society thing?
Oh, fully. Fully.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time, but it's like, if you ever go to like, if you talk small talk with anyone, it's usually, oh my god, have you been? Like, are you seeing anyone?
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
like the
it's
first
the, well, that's only how it is when it's someone from your past that you know.
That's true.
Not
that's
someone
true.
That you just first met me.
Yeah. Right. Literally.
Sometimes. I mean, I feel like it depends.
Kind of both. I feel like I've gone to so many parties where it's like no one really knows what to say. But yeah, I think it definitely leans more towards the family stuff.
Yeah.
Like, their automatic response is, any guys yet? Or do you yeah. have any guys? I'm like, oh, totally. No, my career's thriving. I incorporated this.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for asking. You know?
No problem. I just signed with an agent. No big deal.
Yeah. No one cares. They want to know if I'm single still.
Yeah. UTA.
So, the worst.
So, do you feel pressured?
Yeah, I do feel pressured. Yeah. I don't think I feel pressured from, like, everyone in general. I think sometimes I put that pressure on myself sometimes.
It's kind okay. of an unspoken, like, you see pity in people's faces, which yeah. then you internalize as, like, oh, they feel like I haven't arrived at, like, where I should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm curious, though, you, because you're about to turn
I'm about
the big
to
3-0.
Turn 30,
Have
yeah.
you felt a shift in that, where you feel more?
I felt
more?
A shift, I think, these last 2 years, like, 29,
yeah.
28,
I would
29,
say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Was when, because I never used to really have that much problem. I mean, people would always ask if I was dating anyone, but that's like a normal question.
Yeah.
Around 28, it went from, are you dating someone, to like, you're not in a relationship?
Yeah.
You're no,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
you haven't been
or like,
in a relationship.
You'll
for
find
a while.
Someone.
Yeah. yeah. Oh my god.
You know
god,
when you can like hear it and you just yeah. want to slap it out of their face and you're like,
yeah.
shut it.
Yeah. yeah. It's weird because I definitely don't feel like a pressure to have someone
that's
or
good.
To be in a relationship. However, when I went home last time, which was for the IU homecoming football game,
mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, I've never had so many people ask
oh,
me
I
if
bet.
I have a guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, totally different back
home. So I don't know if it's just because they're curious and they want to know, like, my juicy life or something like that.
Well, I do think it's been pushed.
Yeah.
Age-wise.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, so I don't
but
know.
But I also
like,
think in different places, like, my friend from Kentucky at, like, 20, she was already feeling pressured to,
I
like...
I mean, one of my best friends, she got married, I think, at 23,
mm-hmm.
22 or 23. And, like, my other friend, she's just turned 23 and she's getting married.
Yeah.
So, and then my other friend's 22 and she's getting married. So it's like, I do have friends, but, like, I've never had so many people at once be so, wanting to be so invested in
yeah.
my, like... relationship. And it was like one of the first questions. It wasn't really like, oh, how's your job, or oh,
yeah,
how's your whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just funny that that's like such a common question.
I know.
Yeah.
But I guess I do the same to people sometimes.
I was
you
gonna
do, say, yeah.
You do. And, but I think the question changes because I think as millennials, like, we do prioritize work more and career more. And I think that's just kind of like across the board, no matter
yeah.
where you live.
Yeah.
So like, yay, we're past the getting married at 22 thing.
Yeah.
But like, just because you're not married at 27
yeah.
doesn't mean things
no.
are, like, going bad.
I know? Will say, though, I was very pleasantly surprised because I had so many, especially my guy friends, that were coming up to me and they're like, TK, like, oh my god, you were just in Tokyo or, like, whatever. They're, like, invested in, like, what I've been doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh my god, like, so who are all the guys you've been, like, talking to or whatever?
Like, they
like,
assume,
especially,
like, you're
they're
getting
like,
it.
That I'm having
yeah.
the best, like,
yeah.
life with boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh no, I'm like, been really busy, whatever. And they're like, oh my god, how do you not, like, it was very, I was very pleasantly surprised at how they were shocked that I don't have, like, 80 million
oh,
guys to talk
is,
to, which was
yeah.
so sweet. It was almost like a compliment for
it's like
me,
when people are
like,
how are you still single?
Yeah.
You're like so pretty and you're
yeah,
so
like,
great.
Yeah, you're so, like, I don't get it, but
yeah.
like,
and you're
when
like,
I
me
explain,
neither, bro.
Like, listen, like, I'm like, I always tell people I'm on call with my job. Like, it's 24/7.
You kind of are. You are.
So I'm like a doctor, but for a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And so it was a nice, pleasant surprise. Yeah, but right. I can see the pressure when it's like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
you guys.
Well, it's funny too, because like psychologically, they say like 18 to 25 is your biggest years where like you're like molding into who you are,
yes.
and you change the most into yeah. like who you are. So a lot of people that get married so young, and then all of a sudden they start having these issues because they're like, you're not the same person I married.
Yeah.
Because like drastic changes
so
happen. So a lot of times, like when people are getting married before 25, like I get a little bit nervous because I'm like, ooh, they still got those years.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I mean,
you don't know what's going to come
looking
out.
Looking back at the last year, I have changed so
oh,
much
yeah.
in a year.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine like being so attached to someone. So
yeah.
Oh, and it's so like important because like when I'm in a relationship, I put so much into that and
yeah,
I make decisions
too.
Based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
I think most people do.
Yeah. So like yeah. being able to like just change on my own because I want to on my own like being, it's like so nice that I can do that without anyone else in mind.
Yeah, like you don't have yeah. to be like, oh, I'm going to Tokyo. Are you cool? Was
yeah.
there anything you had planned for those weeks?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm just going.
And like, are they going to like this photo that I post? Are
yeah.
they going to like be mad if I go do this tonight? Like,
yeah.
it's just, it's very, it's a relationship. It's
oh,
like
yeah,
a
totally.
Two,
yeah.
two-way thing. And even like looking at my past relationships, like seeing like, oh my God, I'm so different. Like, I can't even imagine being with them.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Same with all mine. Also, I think it's kind of interesting how you mentioned that guys were asking you about your career stuff, not girls.
Yeah.
Like, stereotypically, guys
yeah.
are career-driven, women aren't. Like, stereotypically.
They were so impressed with, like, my career stuff. They're like, ding, you're
and
killing
that makes
it. You were
sense.
Just blah, blah,
like,
blah.
Yeah.
And they were, like, so, like, whoa. Like, I'm shook that I was done boots. And they, like, understood that I don't
so
have...
so casually.
It was really nice and relieving to me because they were like, yeah, I understand why you don't have enough time for someone because,
yeah.
like, you're investing in your career right now.
Yeah.
Which was so nice, whereas girls were like... So who are the guys you're talking to?
Exactly. Which, like, you know.
Whatever.
You know.
It's fine. Boys are fun.
It's fine.
Okay. So the percentage of this, I'm actually really impressed. It says, do you feel pressure to be in a relationship? 62% said no.
That's wow.
Awesome.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That means more guys voted.
Well, the good thing is, too, is that it was just the holidays. So I feel like
yeah.
you would think it would be the opposite.
You'd think yeah. it after that. Yeah.
So the next thing I asked, or we came up with, was what's the best way a guy/girl has ever hit on you?
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I haven't looked at any of these yet, so we'll run through these. Hand on the waist and walking me to my car to make sure I'm safe. That's cute.
Oh, cute.
Okay, so we talked about this before. That's cute, but it's a very intimate touch. And if someone does it that you're not wanting to, that's like, for me, I get very like...
I get tense.
Like, don't... When someone's like, oh, excuse me, and touches you, like, yeah, I'll get jumpy
yeah.
unless it's someone I like. And then I'm like, oh.
Well, that's how... It's honestly a good test. I would recommend, honestly, doing
for a guy?
It on a date.
Yeah.
Because then
you'll
know.
Be able to tell.
Like,
yeah.
the girl and the guy will be able to know.
Yeah, I'm very aware, I think all girls are, of when a guy touches you, period, let alone, like, lower back.
Yeah.
Or hips.
Or on the, like, on the knee.
Yeah.
On, like, your, like, when you're sitting down and then they, like, touch your leg.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. Like, I'll either
isn't
get really
funny?
Tense
like,
or I'll be
zone.
Like,
you, like,
yes, keep your hand yeah. on my leg.
You shudder and, like, subtly pull away or
yeah.
you, like, lean
I'll
into
literally
it.
Get tense. Like, I can feel it. I'm like,
yeah.
oh my God.
Like,
okay,
so
what about that? What about when you're, like, sitting there and you, like, slowly move your knee so then it touches it and then you wait to see if he, like, moves it away or if he, like, keeps
yeah.
it
yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Or is that how people still do it? I mean, because it's been a while.
Yeah,
I remember doing
I would
it.
Say
it's
so.
Been a long time, but I remember doing that.
Just really any, like, sort of physical
touch.
Like,
yeah.
even if you're, like, bantering and you, like, hit their shoulder
yeah.
really quick, it's like, oh, did you, like, actually like that? Or were you like, oh my God, please don't touch me?
Yeah.
Because there's, like, literally it's two extremes.
Yeah,
like,
it's
oh
one
God,
or the
holy.
Other.
So people are saying, just constantly telling me how beautiful I am. Being kind and asking how my day was and really caring.
I
think
it's
so
that.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I see myself in your pants.
Oh,
wow.
That's intense.
Blunt. Baldy.
That's like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
real quick. Someone said calling a lot, which I like that.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend complimented my dog before me. It worked.
Dang. I can feel that.
That's cute.
Girl, I'm not Santa, but you can sit on my lap. Not the best, but pretty funny.
Yeah.
By using a cheesy pickup line in a cute, cheesy way.
I would love it.
What are your guys' thoughts on pickup lines?
I freaking love cheesy pickup lines. But if I feel like it has to be delivered in a way where it's like, we both know this is so stupid.
Yeah.
If, I was like, going to say.
If they deliver if where they serious, think they're cool.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. I'm like,
pull
okay.
out, pull out.
Yeah. If it's a text, it has to be followed by like a ton of laughing emojis.
Yeah.
Or like in person, they just have to be like winky wink and then just like be like, so that was awkward.
Yeah.
But like as long as it's delivered right.
Yeah. Sent me a Shirley Temple from across the bar. It was funny and got my attention. Ha! Huh? I think that's really cute.
Yeah, that is cute. Like not assuming like you're gonna drink, but just being like, oh, here's like a cute drink.
Yeah.
Asking me about a product in my shopping cart.
Oh, like got a it. Conversation.
Like you're at Target.
Yeah, you're at Target. Oh, okay. Okay. I automatically thought of online shopping and I was like, how do they know what's in the cart?
You're like, whoa, creeper.
That's so millennial of me.
I know. It's like, you go to grocery stores now?
This guy brought his puppy to a bar and literally handed him to me and let me hold him all night.
That would sound good.
I would love that.
That would sound good. Yeah.
Can I get your number in case I'm stuck in the elevator? That's good. Oh, this is cute. Asking me out at my locker because we're cuties in middle school.
Aww. I love young love.
If you were a pirate, would your parrot be on this shoulder or this one?
I could see it already. That's funny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have one, TK?
A pickup line?
No, one that worked on you.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Let's all say our favorite time getting hit on. That's good.
Let me think about this.
Taryn.
Okay. So mine was actually from someone that, like, I wasn't interested in. But it was so good that it gave me pause because he was, like, not my type whatsoever. But we were sitting in Yard House, and I was sitting next to my friend Sam, who was a guy. Mm-hmm. And this guy walks over from across the room, and he says to my guy friend, because he assumed we were together.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, man, like, honestly, like, no disrespect. Like, I'm not trying to make you upset or whatever. And then he turns to me and he's like, well, honestly, I just had to tell you, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And, like, I couldn't leave here without just telling you, like, I just can't keep my eyes off you. And he's like, again, man, like, no disrespect. Like, you're a lucky man. And he was like, okay, like, just have a good night. And then he, like, looked at me and was just like, ugh, and, like, walked away. And I was like,
I would have had, and he was your friend, Sam, right?
Yeah, like, we weren't dating at all.
Was your friend like, what the heck?
He just kind of was like, all of us were like, what just happened? And then I had a girlfriend that was there, and she was like, what the hell?
That's iconic.
Yeah, but, like, he was, like, not at all, like, my type, but it was so good that I was,
but, like, almost, that just goes to show dudes, like, you don't have to be the best looking guy. If you can be that confident and walk up to a girl.
I agree.
That's what, okay, so the one with me was I went to a line dancing club with Taryn for the first time. And out of nowhere, we were going to leave. And I don't like dancing, really. Yeah. So it was, like, not the, like, I wasn't thriving there, you know? And this guy came out of nowhere, like, grabbed my arm and was like, hey, will you slow dance with me?
Oh.
Like, in the most, like,
oh my God,
just so freaking confident. I hate dancing. And I was just like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? Because I was just, like, so blown away by the confidence. And then he was, like, tall, dark, and handsome. So I ended up, I was like, yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna like date you, but like, yes, absolutely. Dang. Like, the confidence was it.
Pissed because I've been going to this line dancing place for like 6 years, never got a date out of it. This she comes once, and I look over, I'm like, where's Ashley? And they're like, she's on the dance floor, and then she's like, oh, yeah, that's my number. And they started dating, and I was like, I'm done.
Oh my god,
there was corn dog guy.
Oh, corn dog guy.
That means explain later.
That's so funny. I was actually going to say, I love it when guys like want to dance, like, or if I'm dancing and then they just come up and they just start dancing with me, like,
I not like mounting so you, but no, like no. dancing.
Yeah,
with
like
you.
If they're a good dancer, like they have to be a good dancer.
Oh, heck yeah!
Like
yeah.
they have to like want to be on the dance floor, like the opposite of Ash.
Yeah,
like she does not enjoy that. I love that.
Oh, me too.
But like I agree. I need a guy like that.
Yeah.
To pull that side out.
Honestly, yeah. I don't even care if, like, he looks cheesy dancing. He just has to be as hype as me and, like, want to dance. Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's cute. I mean, I feel like I kind of like it when guys respond to my stories with, like, funny stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, or if they, like, if they respond to my story, then, like, they understand my humor and, like, my humor. So if they, like, can get on board with that and then they, like, respond something funny or, like, even if they'll, like, respond to a poll with, like, something funny or, like, their thought.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to be able to, like, jive with the guy. Like, we have to be able to, like, talk crap to each other and, like, you know? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think replying to the stories. I also think, like, if you want to just be simple, like, sending just the eyes emoji. I've talked about this before, but just, like, the two little eyes and, like, sending it. Like, if I, like, post something on my story and they, like, respond to the eyes, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I've got my eye on you.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Like, I see you. Yeah.
Yeah. I see you.
No, super cute.
Also, those eyes are very, like, you know what I mean? Like jaw, like, wide eyes, like, dang, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I see you. Cute. But I can't, I don't have anything that's, like, super, like, someone came up and said a cheesy pickup line.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done anything like that. Or at least that one that I remember. Okay. Hoes before bros. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, yes. Absolutely. 70% said yes.
70.
Yeah.
The 30%.
I know.
The 30 are the girls that are in a relationship where they've isolated themselves because
they have no friends.
And all their friends
they ain't
left
got
them
no
because
hoes.
They don't hang out with their friends still. Yeah. Bros before hoes. Yes or no?
Yeah, I would think so.
51% said yes.
50?
Oh, interesting. But most of my followers are girls, so I could see girls voting.
Oh, well.
No.
Still interesting.
Dating apps, worth it or no?
Currently, I'm going to say no, but, like, I know it's worth it for, like, a lot of people. I haven't had the best experience on it, but
I got on it almost a year ago for the first time, and I hated the idea of it, didn't want to do it. I haven't had any, like, luck with it in any way. However, like, I've gone on good dates and I've had a good time.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's all about how you go about doing it. If you're trying to find true love, like, true love, and that's your mentality going into it, you're probably going to be disappointed. But if you're like, hey, you look cute, you seem cool, you want to go out for dinner or something, like, it's probably going to be fun, and it doesn't have to be that serious. Like, you can still want to date someone seriously and go out and just be like, okay, that was great. Feel like this is a no, but like that was so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
I think that in LA, it's worth it.
I think it is worth it in LA because you can't meet people, especially we're just gonna, you know, the gay, everyone's gay here.
Yeah.
If you're a single girl here and you're straight, there's not a lot of straight male guys here.
Well, also when you have a job like us, like when you're, you know, let's say you work from home and you're an influencer.
Or you work with children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not at like a big like finance firm every day where you're surrounded by guys, you know, or even just like any big company. Like if you're at a production company or something, you're not around a lot of guys.
No, for sure.
So it's like hard to meet people outside of work. Cause even all the events we go to, they're cool as heck, but like it's all bloggers or it's all like cool influencers, not like straight guys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's like kind of almost a necessity in LA.
Yeah.
I also am paranoid that like everyone's trying to kill everyone, and we've had like some like horror stories sent in about like dating apps, so that also like gets to me too. Like the last time I deleted Hinge, and I still haven't like reloaded it. You told me I need to though, so I might think about it.
I think you should.
But was from a story sent into our podcast, and it freaked me out so much I deleted it that night. So
Yeah. But like also I'm like there's more out on my Instagram than there is on Hinge.
Yeah. More out?
Like about you. Like you can find out more about me through my Instagram.
Oh no. Yeah.
Anyway, 27% said worth it. 73% said not worth it.
Interesting.
This is a common, I guess, ratio because a lot of my followers are from the Midwest.
Yeah, I can't.
Like Midwest see it people doing don't really well have it
in the Midwest. I don't see it doing well at all.
How many dates does it take for you to be comfortable with a stranger? 3 and under or 3+?
3+ for me, for sure.
I think 3+.
I agree.
Actually, I would say 3 is like right at that mark where I'm like, okay,
are we gonna go on another?
I'm really, like, yeah. if you go out on a second date, that means you're interested. If you're on the third and you're like down to go out for a fourth, then it's like, okay. You like each other, and also, this is going like, really well.
It sucks because nowadays, like, you do have to be, like, kind of weary. Like, you have to, like, really feel like you know someone because there are some psychos out there. So it's, true. Like, I feel like at least 3 dates, and then it's, like, from there. You should be able to get a read, hopefully. I don't know, man.
84% said 3+. 16% said 3 and under.
People are being wise.
Yeah.
Should you be married by the age of 30?
I don't think anyone should be married by a certain time. But especially now that I'm getting closer to 30, like, I've become more and more aware of that. Like, I agree. When I was younger, I thought I was going to be married a lot earlier.
Me too.
But it's just really hard. I feel like everyone's lives are different. Everyone's going through different stuff right now. Like, where I'm at work, it's just like, wow, I might not be married for a few more years or longer. Like, I don't know. And that's okay. So I guess we're at a point where we're just like, no, you don't have to be married.
I definitely think, like, personally, because I was with a guy for 4 years and was set on marriage. Like, we had our whole lives planned, and, like, we broke up and I kind of restarted my life, and that was, like, terrifying for me. But now I look back to, like, if I would have been married younger and, like, all of the things I wouldn't have known you guys. Like, I wouldn't be sitting here, you know? So it's, like, I think it really is solely dependent on, like, who you are and where you're at in life.
Yeah.
And if that person is, like, who you're meant to be with. I think a lot of people step into marriage because of the idea of, like, I want to be married. And then then they forget that they're, like, stuck with that person the rest of their life. So I think it's not, like,
the rest of your life.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
And then they're like, oh, I'm miserable, so I'm going to have kids, and that'll make it better. And then their kids graduate. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many things that come to it, with it. So I think it's not a, like, you should be. It's, like, it should totally be solely based on, like, you individually.
I agree. If, hypothetically, if there was an age you think you should be married by, what would you guys both say?
I would probably say that I would hope that I'd be married by, like, my late 30s. Okay. I would hope to be married by then. But I don't know if, like, should, because I know plenty of people that, like, have killed it in life and, like, never got married, you know, or, like, had kids on their own, so... I just feel like it's hard because I think I felt the remnants of, like, people putting that pressure on me when I know, like, individually, like, it's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just I haven't found a person that's made me want to, like, jump into that. So I think, like, I can only speak for myself, and, like, I would hope to be married in the next 5 years, we'll say. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't think there's, like, an age. Like, you can put an age on it.
Got it.
I don't think there's an age.
100.
However.
I'm just kidding.
Like, if I meet someone who's, like, 40 and not married, I do start to wonder. I'm like, I'll be like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you divorced? Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Is something wrong? Like, I do start to wonder that kind of stuff.
Got it.
At 40.
Like, it's interesting.
It's interesting. Because I'm like, okay.
I feel like that your 40 age used to be 30.
Yes. I feel like,
as you get older, it shifts.
Yeah.
Totally.
And especially, like, if you live in a bigger city, 30 is like you.
30 is like you.
You have
20.
Money now. You're stable. You are working on your career. Like, you are pretty solid. And now is a great time to start looking for
and
someone
you're completely on your
to
own.
Share your life with. Yeah. But when I, especially on the dating apps, like, I'll see a lot of, like, 40-year-old guys, which is, like, I can't go higher than that, obviously. But not obviously, but in my head,
I know plenty of people that
in
have,
my head it's obviously
been hot, happy, poppy,
and I'm just like, oh, 40, that's interesting. So yeah. I feel like that is a number for me that just like rings a bell.
Got it.
Yeah.
Should you be married by the age of 30? I said no, and the people said no. 60%.
Ooh,
yeah.
My people.
I'm very shocked by this too, because again, most of my people are from the Midwest. So mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's lit.
Cool. That's exciting. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of my guy friends when I was back home were saying how they're like, they're all single and they're so happy and like they don't plan on getting married for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel good that like it's not only just here in LA that people are like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of the country is, I don't know.
Feeling that too.
Yeah. Should you have kids by the age of 30?
Again, that's a hard one. I know like biologically, like once you like cross over into your 30s, there are like things that like you have to be more aware of. So that's where it's like hard. But I think like people are having like healthy kids, like even into like their 40s. Yeah. So I feel like it's like different nowadays, but
yeah, I don't think you should have kids by 30. I think you can if you want to.
Yeah.
And if you're in a place where you can afford to and take care of them well, then like go for it. But yeah, I don't think 30 is the age, like
the age.
There's no the age. And like science is on our side, and mm-hmm. and it's better to have kids later when you can like really afford to and yeah. like, you know, give them the best life you can and like yeah. stuff like that, like should be thought about. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, 66% said no, you shouldn't have kids.
These, I'm like the most surprised by these
yeah.
questions.
Yeah. If you are 30 and not married, you don't have your ish together. True or false?
False. Ooh, false. Very false.
85% said false.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm living for this.
I'm all about these peeps.
Maybe I was like very judgmental of everyone else.
Maybe, or maybe we're just putting it on ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. I'm even shocked.
Yeah.
Okay. If your friend does something that bothers you, do you bring it up or do you brush it off?
Oh.
I would say my tendency has always been to brush it off. If I bring it up, that's how you know, like, I truly, truly, truly love you. Because I can very easily just be like, eh, like, I can get over things fast. Yeah. But if I bring it up, it's because I genuinely care that we have a healthy relationship and I want us to, like, be better.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, there's, like, a small handful of people I think I've ever
brought it up
actually to. Brought up things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I like 100% agree. I think I have a very small circle of people that, in my head, I hate confrontation. I will run away from it at all costs.
Yeah.
But there's a small circle of people in my life where I know I have to work hard in that yeah. relationship. Other people that are even in like the next closest circle, I'm like, no, I don't. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, especially for my inner circle, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the same. Like, I'm not one to, like, if something happens, I don't, like, bring it up right away.
Yeah.
Unless it's been a long time coming or whatever. If I need to bring it up, I will. But I don't particularly like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. I think Taryn's brought up pretty much almost any fight we've ever gone through. Taryn's the one to, like, bring it up first. Because mm-hmm. in my head, I know it's coming, but I can't say anything.
Yeah.
And then she says it. I'm like, thank God.
And that's yeah. And I'm like sitting over here like, oh my God, like watching her fester and like run away when I rock in a room. And I'm like, okay, girl, let's just like do this.
Let's
like,
talk. And I'm just like.
And it's okay. never, it's funny because it's never even like fights that happen.
Yeah.
Like they're super like productive, healthy conversations. Mm-hmm. But it's like a lot harder yeah. for her to bring it up.
I also, though, I hate the feeling of feeling like guilty or feeling weird about talking to someone.
Yeah.
So like I would rather bring it up, get it over with, and move
yeah,
on.
That's see, how then I
like
am.
Shove it under the rug and like act
I can
like
fully, I can fully pretend like everything's fine.
Oh, I can't.
After a while, I'll just like we're good, and then I'll just like shake it off.
Really?
I can't. See, I brought, we like talked about something similar on our podcast, and I was like, it literally is like when you're laying in bed and you wake up and you know you have to throw up. There's two kinds of people, right? The yeah. ones that are like, shoot, like I know this is coming. I'm gonna like go to the toilet, get my business done so then I can like be okay. And then there's people that lay there and like are trying different angles, like wiping yeah. their foreheads, like fighting so hard. And in the end, like they stayed up all night miserable and still had to throw up.
Yeah,
so it's like
me.
Sometimes like you just have to like push through and just be like, let's just do this.
Yeah, like, it's like ripping the band-aid.
Let's puke it out. Like, yeah. let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
64% said bring it up.
Yep.
Well, that's not
it's
like
better.
That much higher. Than,
yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
What breakup is harder, the BFF breakup or significant other?
Oof. BFF was hard for me, but both are hard. But I feel like BFF brings, like, aspects that, like, a relationship doesn't. Because you don't necessarily expect that you're ever going to, like, not have your best friend.
Exactly.
But when you're with a guy, you're like, there is a chance we could break up. Like, yeah. There is a chance.
Yeah. I had one really bad breakup that wrecked me. And, like, I'll still think about him from time to time. But, like, I had one best friend break up my whole life. And I, like, dreamt about her last night. Like, I think about her all
you
the time.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just do. Like, yeah. She's always in my thoughts.
Yeah.
We grew up together. She was a huge, huge portion, a very significant and, like, healthy portion of my life. Even though we're not friends now. Like, it was huge. So, that just goes to show, like, the fact that I still think about her, dream about her, like, all the time, it's so weird. But, like, I think best friends are so much harder when you lose them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think also, I would say the same, mm-hmm. BFF. But, I mean, again, like, one of my relationships really, like, wrecked me.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really think of, same. Like, I don't really think about him. I still think about my friend.
Yeah. I think about him, but in, like, a different way. I'll just be like, oh, I wonder how he's doing. Her, like, I still feel like I'm mourning her still.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Me too. Yeah. I saw, like, a guy, I had a really bad, like, guy friend breakup that we, like, grew up together and were, like, best friends. And I saw, like, on my, what's that called? Your, the feed. Explore page.
Oh yeah.
Someone was at their like gender reveal and like he's like having a baby and it's like things like that where like I literally it's been years like I'm fine like I don't feel like I was in the wrong in a situation but like I still seeing that like I started crying because I was like I should be there like I should be a part of this you know so it's weird
it is weird BFF won 75%
absolutely.
Is moving to a big city hard, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, it was... I feel like you should talk about this more than us. Taryn and I are both from Southern California, so it wasn't that big of a jump. But I do think... And anyone that lives near a big city, I think, can attest to this. Like, even if you're just a half hour outside of, like, the downtown, like, the big city, it's so much different. It's...
So, like, a different culture.
It's like, weird. A completely different culture. And I definitely... It took me, like, a full year... to get comfortable here. Especially because, like, for me, I moved from home, moved to Orange County, was going to school, and I, like, went through that move. Like, I intentionally was like, I'm going to make good friends, like, healthy friends, like, lifelonger friends.
Insert me.
And that was my mentality through the whole thing. So once I moved from Orange County to LA, I felt like I had to start all over again, which I did. And that was the most overwhelming feeling of my life. So I just kept going back to Orange County, which made it even worse. So I was just like, you know what? I can't keep going back. So I had to force myself to stay out here. Yeah.
I would say it is extremely hard, and it takes a certain someone. I mean, again, there is a big difference from moving 30 minutes or an hour away, or even in the same state, versus, like, I went across the country.
You jumped.
And it's hard. Yeah. It's hard, like, I would do anything to, like, be able to just drive even, like, 8 hours home.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Or even be able to drive, like, 4 or 5 hours home. Like, I would do anything for that, just because... I mean, a flight's a flight. Like, even if it's, like, a short flight, which mine's, like, 4 hours, it's still a long-ass flight. And, like, it's still even, like, I can't be, like, oh, this weekend I'm just going to go home. It's, like, you have to plan, like, 2 months in advance or like, even further. And, like, it's cost a lot of money, whatever. And then it's, like, also weird, too, when you, like, have to go home and, like, literally you have to schedule, like, to see everyone at, like, one certain time.
Try to, like, fit it all in,
But, yeah, it's so hard, and I definitely, like... big nod to the people that do it because it's like way harder than it seems. Like, even though like LA's lit and it's like such a cool city and like my Instagram looks popping, like it can be lonely, especially when you're
Not
here. I've talked about this a lot on podcasts, but I really respect people that go somewhere and like stay there for more than like 2 years. I know how hard it is because I've tried to move home so many times. 78% said yes.
Dang.
Yeah.
Who would you be more comfortable going to for advice? Someone who knows the whole situation or someone who is removed from it?
Ooh, that's a good one. Honestly, I feel like both are so valid. And I think, like, whereas, like, you can go to someone who knows the people, then they're like, they can be like, oh, well, that's just TK. You know how she is. Like, she probably meant this. Whereas, like, sometimes, like, that outside perspective, like what I was saying earlier about our podcast, like, we don't know anything about these people, so we can come in unbiased and be like, no, like, that's weird. You know what I mean? So I feel like, honestly, like, both are super valuable, but I don't know.
You know what else is weird, though, is that I tell the story different.
Oh, fully. Yeah.
You know?
Because you almost lean on their understanding of that person.
Like, in the moment you're telling the story to someone who's removed, you know, like, your opinion.
Yeah.
Because you're swaying towards someone's side, right? So it's like, whatever you tell them, they're obviously going to agree with.
Yeah.
Most of the time, right? So that's also an interesting point.
It's extremely interesting. I feel like...
But I think it is good in situations to have someone who's removed so they can be like, no, you're not crazy for thinking this.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I think both are great. I think there's different situations to use both of them. I think you'll probably get your most honest answers from people who know you and who know other people. Like, maybe most helpful answers. But I feel more comfortable, like, being... someone who hates conflict and having to talk about it with people, I feel more comfortable talking to strangers than I do to people that I know.
Yeah.
So.
I also think it's nice specifically when it's, you're telling it to someone who's removed from the situation, doesn't know the people you're talking about, but knows you.
Yeah.
I think that's the best situation, honestly.
Yeah.
56% said removed.
Oh. Interesting.
44 said.
Hey, listen to our podcast.
Yeah, literally.
You got a problem?
Send it on. No kidding. Can people change after they cheat, aka not cheat again?
Oof. I have personally watched couples that have recovered, but I think a lot goes into it that people don't think about. I think the biggest factor that is, like, dependent on it is, so say, like, say, for instance, like, a girl cheats on a guy in the relationship, and then they decide to get back together. The guy has to be able to fully forgive her and move forward and not, like, continue to, like, bring it up and, like, hold it against her for them to, like, move on. And I don't think a lot of people think about that side.
Oh.
Because, like, when you say, like, oh, yeah, you forgive someone, but then, like, every time they do something, you're like, well, you cheated on me, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you can't move past it.
You're not over it.
So I think it's near impossible in my mind to, like, fully forgive and move forward. Mm-hmm. But I have seen people do it successfully. For me, I would have a hard time, though. I don't think I could recover from that.
Yeah, I think people can change. I think they're capable of change. I just think it's really hard. And because it's really hard, not a lot of people can do it.
Yeah.
I think people can change, but not in that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, bye.
Yeah, boy, it's bye. Like, there's nothing recovering from that.
Yeah, I would have a
really hard time. Because, someone, like, cheated already,
me,
I would have
a really hard time. I personally, no. Like, for me,
there's no way. Like, because, like, you already have those insecurities where you're, like, weirded out by people, but then to actually know, like, no, this could lead somewhere, it's like, oof.
No, I would go crazy.
Yeah, I would too.
57% said.
Wow, that's close.
I know.
Interesting.
Huh. It is close. Have you ever been ghosted?
Yup.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Absolutely, yep. I feel like that's actually trending right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a time I was, like, legit. Are you talking about, like, you were texting and then just someone didn't respond?
It's where they, like... They full, like, you've reached out multiple times or on different modes, and they still, like, I had a guy that I texted him, I DM'd him, I Facebook messaged him, saw that he saw all of them, but did not respond.
Oh,
so that's
shoot.
Like, that's like, you're legit, got, like, that. Pretending I don't exist.
Yeah. Right now. I mean, I feel like I've had, like, people not respond to me, but it was, I don't feel like I was ghosted.
I think ghosted too is if, like, you already have, like, a rapport going, like, you have, like, you're conversating, like, you're talking, and then all of a sudden it's like they stop responding, and even if you reach out multiple times, there's, like, no, like, it's literally like poof, they disappeared.
Also, I'm sure that I have, it's just obviously it didn't affect me enough for me to, like, realize right now that I was.
Yeah.
I just didn't care enough.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy once, and we were, like, in the middle we had been talking for a while. It had been like a few months. And we were like, I was getting frustrated with him, and I totally like picked on the fight. Like it was my fault. Not my fault, but I was just like calling him out for just not, you know.
No, as you should.
Not being a man kind of thing. And he fully just in the middle of like a quote unquote argument that we kind of had, because it wasn't even really an argument. It was just me like kind of laying out what was happening.
Yeah.
He just stopped responding for like 3 days and then tried to
play it off
and connect with me again. And I ghosted because I was done. Like, that was like a absolutely no.
Which leads us to the next one. The next one.
Such a troll bag anyway. Have you ever been ghosted 61%?
Said yes?
Said yes.
Oh,
wow. Shoot. I knew it was. Have you ever been ghosted? Okay. Have you ever ghosted someone?
Yeah.
I definitely have.
I'm not proud of it.
I haven't ghosted someone, but I was talking to someone on Hinge, and we only interacted like twice, and I never responded to that.
Yeah.
I don't count that as a ghost, which I'm sure technically it is, but like we interacted twice. It was like, hey, how are you? I was like, I'm good. You know, what are you into? And then I was like, nah, not you.
Yeah. Not you.
You know, so like, I don't know if I would count that. Because I feel like you have to be like in an actual conversation to be ghosted. But if you want to count that ghosting.
I definitely have done where it's like someone in my life that I know that will like randomly like text and be like, oh my God, we should totally get coffee and hang out. And I'm like, ooh, like I'll not respond. I've done that before.
I've done that before.
That to me is ghosting, because it's like you know that ghosting. They like they have your number, they know you got that text.
But I feel like that to me in my head is not ghosting. That's, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so busy and I haven't gone to my phone. But it is on their end ghosting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh, totally.
There's someone
I literally have a text that I haven't responded to right now.
Well, because it's like you pretend that. Oh, this didn't just happen. It's like, I'm gonna, again, poof, I'm out, you know?
Gone.
I guess that.
That to me is ghosting.
I guess I definitely have been ghosted. I just don't remember any specific, like, dramatic ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, 66% said they have been ghosted.
Okay.
Can you recover from farting on a date?
Yeah, I think you can. You probably feel like you could.
I personally probably would just, if I was the one that did it, I don't think I could bounce back. I think I'd just walk away. I'd be like, well, that was fun. Bye. Like, I could never.
Oh, I would be hella embarrassed, but I think, especially my personality, I think I could, like,
you for sure could. I would literally be mortified.
I'd have such a hard time.
I did, like, my ex made me fart because he was tickling me, and I cried. But then, like, he thought it was, like, my reaction was so funny that, like, he was like, that was, like, my favorite moment with you. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. But, like,
also heard, like if a guy did that, like, on a first date, like, I would act like I didn't hear it.
That's so me. That's the most me thing I've ever
I literally heard. Would act like it was, like, in the song. Like, literally, I would just, like, I would totally disregard it. Like, I would not bring attention to it at all. I can't point that out at all.
Yeah.
Literally, the crap. I hate the crap.
But then what if there's a smell?
Oh, I just act like nothing.
I would die.
Literally. Oh, 60% said yes, you couldn't recover.
Wow.
I think the best thing you can do is just straight up acknowledge it.
You gotta, like,
which is hard because I don't think I could.
Oh my God, I can't.
But I think the best
anxiety just thinking about it.
The best thing you could do is just be like, well, that happened. Yeah. Like, if you're still here, then, you know, you're the real MVP. Like, good for you. You know, like, make a joke out of it.
My friend Bethany farted. The guy was trying to show her how to golf. And as they swung, she farted, like, on him. And it was bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. And she just fell on the floor and was like, well, that just happened.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. Uncomfy.
I couldn't. Uncomfy.
Okay. How long does it take to get over a breakup?
Oof.
Basically, under 6 months or over 6 months?
I feel like right at 6 months was where I was, like, actually, like, alive and, like, living my life again.
Yeah.
I feel like it took about that. I think getting over it, like, that term is, like, loose. Like, you could, I mean, there's still some days where, like, something will, like, come up, and I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that was still there, you know what I mean? And it's been, like, years. But I think it's right at 6 months was where I was like, I'm okay. Like, I'm gonna be okay. Like, let's do this, you know?
My biggest breakup, I remember my friend Lizzie and I were talking, like, right after it happened, and I was, like, devastated, heartbroken, sobbing, depressed. I remember her saying, my sister just went through something very similar and it took her a full year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. It felt like it took me exactly a year. Mm-hmm. I do agree. Like at six months-ish, I felt a turning point where I was like, finally doing like things. I would go longer without thinking about him. And I was, I don't know why, but this breakup like tore me up. So I did feel a turning point at 6 months, but fully over it, it took me a year. But that was a very serious relationship. It depends on the relationship.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the saying, it's the people say like it takes half the amount of time you're in the relationship to get over it? And I kind of believe that.
Yeah.
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 Dang. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I dated him for 2 years. So yeah, it took me a year.
Yeah.
Mine was 4, but I don't remember. Like I said, it like lingered like randomly or like certain issues would come up, but yeah, at 6 months, that was my biggest like turning point for sure.
53% said over 6 months.
Interesting.
Closer to a year.
Yeah. If you saw your ex today, would you be fazed?
Yes.
I think so. And I don't even know if necessarily it would be in a horrible way, but I think I would definitely like, it would be something that would like bring up like, whew, you know, because it's like that person had so much like, I was so attached to them.
But that's, I feel, this is also interesting because Taryn has run into her ex multiple times.
Yeah.
I have never seen my ex, like not once.
Really?
I've never run into any, like any guy I've dated, I've never seen again.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
never
so
seen again ever.
Yeah. That's weird. See, I feel like I'm good friends with my ex. I would not face him at all.
I have no idea. So like there was one time I remember seeing him driving on the freeway. Because I happened to work by where he lived. And I was expecting to see him somewhere, and I never did. And then I saw his car on the freeway once. And that was the most I ever saw of him.
Did you follow it or dodge it?
We both got off on the same exit. And I like, wanted to follow it, but I was meeting up with my current boyfriend at the time.
Oh. So. Ooh, tea!
It was weird. But, like, that was really hard for me because, like...
Yeah.
I...
That's so dramatic.
Was
like
going,
movie.
Yeah. I know it was so stupid, but like so all of that to say, it would faze me very much.
Yeah,
because I've never seen him. I've never talked to him. Like it was a very like cut cold dry like, you know. So like if I saw, I would kind of love to see him and know he's doing good, but like he doesn't have social media or anything.
Yeah,
I can't. Ooh, that's hard, see how he's doing. You know, so
yeah.
That's hard for me.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be fazed because since I live so far away, every time I go home, like, I can kind of almost expect I may see him.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I feel like I'm already so prepared to, like, see so many people that I'm just, like, on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, like, out of the grocery store with nothing on.
Yeah.
And, like, then I'm like, oh, shoot. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
you're prepared for it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, kind of mentally and physically prepared, so I'm not fazed by it.
Yeah.
But I understand why it does... Face for some people. 57% said no.
Not face?
Does it face
Interesting.
You?
Interesting. That's good.
Be honest. Do you still creep on your ex?
I will occasionally. But honestly, part of it is because, like, my ex is, like, a... Like, I can't even describe to you, like, such a different person.
Yeah. So weird.
In, like, the weirdest way.
So weird.
Like, for me, it's more just, like...
Like a humor thing?
Like humor and just fear, like pure curiosity because I'm just like, who is this person?
Yeah.
Like he's not the same. And it's kind of fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But it's not something like I do frequently, but like every once in a while, like if something comes up that he's tagged in,
because
he still is tied to a lot of people I know, like I'll click on it and like look.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I can't really like creep on him, my ex. Like I have like one like main ex and I can't creep on him because he doesn't have socials. But other guys that I've dated, I will like check up on every once in a while.
I feel like I dabble like every
And it's so
once
weird because
while.
It's not even one, I won't let myself because I can easily I feel like I have something in me that can very easily just do it regularly just to know.
Yeah.
So I won't let myself do it.
Yeah.
Hardly
That's interesting.
Ever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I feel like I really feel like I can very quickly slide down that slippery slope.
Yeah.
So I actually, like, I will block and unfollow and make sure that I can't. And then every once in a while, I'll, like, check in on them. And then I'm like, I'm out for another 6 months. Like,
yeah,
I can't let myself, you know.
I feel like I do, like, literally every once in a blue moon, but, like, he never posts. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't really
yeah get guys much make it that. Hard to like
I, if I am not because we follow each other like if I am not muted on his end I like he probably I would be so annoyed with me.
Yeah. You're like, I would be blowing like, up his feet. Yeah.
I truly hope that I am muted because, like,
I'm
sure I am. Like, I don't know how he would be able to, like,
handle it. Yeah.
I don't know how he would be able to follow me if I.
Yeah, if you weren't. Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's like, mute me, bro.
Yeah, just go mute for it. Me, bro. Just do it. Yeah.
59% said yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Would you rather take the risk and chase your dreams or stay in your comfort zone?
I definitely have felt a tendency to stay in my comfort zone, but deep down, like, I want to, like, take the risk.
Yeah.
And definitely chase my dream, for sure.
Mm-hmm. This is our last one, by the way.
Oh, we buzzed through that. That was fast. I feel like absolutely take the risk. I feel like a long time ago, I would have said, like, I've always been the like, go chase your dreams type of person, but it wasn't until I moved out. How old was I? I think I was 23 when I actually like left my parents' house.
Wow.
And that was like a huge, I like left everything and was like, I'm going to be a new person. I'm going to find like a new thing. And it's been like the most rewarding thing.
Yeah.
I ever did. So, and like going after, I mean, I don't know, like obviously YouTube wasn't a thing back then, but like doing it right now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's been like the best thing to ever happen to me.
Yeah.
So. No regrets in doing that at all.
No regret.
Love that.
Otherwise, I'd still be working at
PETA.
Like the Marriott Hotel. Hilton Hotel.
I definitely am a take the risk type of person.
Yeah, yes. You are.
72% said take the risk.
Ah, get it.
They get us.
Cool.
We get them.
Well, we got a lot of good insight. I was very pleasantly surprised with the audience's results.
I thought for sure for some of those we were going to be 30 like on the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good to know, girls. Hopefully you're fired up.
Oh, we're fired up. We're pumped
fired up.
TK's favorite quote of all time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Thanks for having us. We're going to have you on ours.
Oh my gosh, yes. Of course.
We actually
had so honored.
Yeah. We had a talk about how we want to start having guests on starting next year.
Spice it up.
Yeah. Changing it up.
It would be fun if she like brought polls too.
Yeah.
Oh, we so do polls.
That'd be polls, but for you this time.
Polls times.
Switching it up. Yeah.
Unsolicited advice. Pimp yourself out. Where can everyone follow you and listen to your podcast and stuff?
We have the socials. So follow us on our socials. The unfortunate thing is like we could not get one name. So we have a few of them.
Our Instagram is Unsolicited Advice Pod, and you can basically find like all our other info on there.
Yeah.
My personal account is Taryn Renee.
Mine's Ash_XO.
That is.
And
don't forget the XO.
Don't forget the XO. And if you ever wanted to send us an email and get that possibly onto our podcast itself, and we can advise you on it. It's adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. I'm for sure.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for being on.
Of course. So glad
to
have to come on as a recurring guest.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, well, make sure you follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without following me on Instagram, you can't vote in the polls, and then you can't be on the pod.
Nope.
What are you doing? So,
it's the most
start
fun
there.
Thing to do on the gram.
And be sure to leave a review and a rating on my podcast and Unsolicited Advices podcast.
Yes, please. We'll take that.
Go give them some 5 stars.
5 stars, baby.
And, be sure to slide into their DMs, follow, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.
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 Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.